All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Erev Shabbos Pirkei Avos learning. On this chilly Thursday evening, let us warm ourselves with some words of Torah. So I want to thank everyone for taking the time to join this year. I want to thank our sponsor this evening, Sandy Leader and Family. So there's a very interesting story behind this sponsorship. Before we get to the shiur, it would be enough if you came to hear the story behind the sponsor. Then you could leave and you say you learned something tonight. Let's go. Hi, Michal. I'm dedicating this week's Pirkei Avos as follows. So this came on October 25th, okay? So in the beginning of the week, it's October 29th. You have to hear. There's a reason I'm going through the whole Maaseh, because it's a lesson for all of us. I do have a shiur prepared in addition, okay? First of all, this shiur is dedicated in memory of my grandfather. This Sandy wrote this to me, Sandy Leader. In memory of my grandfather, Rafael ben Naftali Klein, whose 101st yahrzeit is Shabbos 13 Cheshvan. Tonight is Orel Yom Yod Beis Cheshvan. He died at the age of 29, either from tuberculosis contracted in a German POW camp in 1919, or from the Spanish influenza pandemic raging worldwide at that time. He left behind a young widow and three young orphans. My mother was only 5 years old. He was not zocha to see it, but he and my grandmother became the roots of hundreds of descendants who are Shomrei Torah mitzvos. So may the shiur be for an aliyah for his neshama, Rafael ben Naftali Klein, 101st yahrzeit, 13th cheshvan. This shiur is also a refuah shleima for Pinchas Menachem ben Devorah, who is recovering from COVID and is continuing to improve daily but needs a refuah. On Monday, Sandy wrote, and it's also a refuah for Moshe Yechezkel ben Frimet, who is in desperate need of a liver transplant. May this chus of this learning bring refuos and yeshuos to all. Amen, amen. But then, it's amazing. At 7:18, you texted me saying, as Rabbi Wien says, there are no coincidences in life. You know how many weeks, she writes, I've been trying to sponsor this year, which I know because it was forgotten that it was her turn. She slipped off the schedule. Someone else took her turn and I felt so bad. I said, you want me to get involved? I don't want anybody to be insulted. She said, no, in the right time will be my turn. You know how many weeks I've been trying to sponsor this year? And here I am sponsoring tonight. My grandfather's yahrzeit is tomorrow night. And Moshe Yechezkel ben Frimet is undergoing liver transplant surgery right now. So why is it enough that you could hang up now? But I hope you don't. Because the Ribono Shel Olam kept pushing you off. I'm looking at your open box. And at the time, we all feel a sense of aggravation. Yes, we tell ourselves Gamzu Latova, but we're not sure what's going on. So it worked out that you should sponsor tonight. The surgery is right now. And your grandfather's yahrzeit is on Shabbos. What a lesson. And here I am with my grandfather's yahrzeit tomorrow night, and my friend is in surgery right now for his liver transplant. As you would say, wow. Meaning Sandy wrote to me, as you, Michal Arts, would say, wow. See you soon on Zoom. So I think it's a fundamental reminder that we all need that the Ribono Shel Olam is in charge of this world. And of course, you were meant to sponsor this evening. I can't get over it. It's mamish. I do have a shiur prepared, but it's such revealed hashgacha pratis. And it really reminds us that we are actors on the stage of God. And Rabbi Smach was, I want to sponsor this week. I want to sponsor that week. I want to sponsor this week. Finally today. And it was on purpose. And mamish, there's a surgery right now. And her grandfather's 101st yahrzeit is on Shabbos Kodesh. So this shiur should bring an aliyah to his neshama. Refuos and Yeshuas, like you said, to all those in need. And may the Ribono Shel Olam always remind us with chesed and rachamim that he is in charge. Thank you, Sandy, and to all our previous sponsors and Be'ezrat Hashem, the future ones. We appreciate your dedication very much. Amazing. Mamish amazing. Okay, I do have a shiur prepared, but it just really, I was so taken. Wow. So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, usually it's a very text-based shiur, and I put a lot of text on my screen. Very different kind of shiur this evening. I hope, Bali Nader, because like we just saw, you never know what's going to happen from 1 week to the next. But Bali Nader, I hope to spend 2 weeks on the same Mishnah Tonight will be much more hashkafic, and next week will be much more text-based. I was actually preparing both shiurim simultaneously this week and next week because it's the same Mishnah. So it's Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Gimel. I'm not putting it on my screen. It's very short. I'm going to tell it to you. You may, in fact, know it off by heart like I do. Asara nisyonos nisnasa Avram Avinu alav shalom. With 10 tests, our patriarch Abram was tested. But Amad Bakulam, he withstood them all. Lahodia kam chiba social Avram Avinu, to let it be known how endeared, how beloved, chiba, love. How much love Hashem has, so to speak, not so to speak, how much love Hashem has for Avram Avinu. So Avram is very beloved and he's very dear, and he was tested with 10 tests in his life, and he passed all of his tests. So according to all Mefarshim, according to what I know, and of course there could be those that I do not know, but according to what I know, all of the Mefarshim count Lechucha, this week's parsha, as one of the tests of Avraham Avinu. Now it's a question, is it the first test or the second test? According to some, the first test is being thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh by Nimrod, his father Terach, Avraham's father Terach, denounced his own son, it was a Moshe on his own son, to Nimrod, for smashing the idols. Rashi quotes it to Bereishis Perikit Al Pasuch of Ches. It's a very famous Medrash. I actually taught the Medrash inside last year. It's a very lengthy, much longer story than what Rashi tells us inside. But by Kitzer, he told on his son, and Nimrod throws him into the Kivshan Eish. So the question is Kivshan Eish number one? Or is Lechucha number one? Or if Kivshan Eish is one, then Lechucha is two. But according to what I know, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Bar Tanura, the Rambam, everyone holds that Lechucha, again, it could be that I don't know, but that Lechucha is one of Avram Avinu's 10 tests. Possibly the first. So let us look at the Pesukim to Lechucha. Can you see my screen? Let's get that out of the way. Yeah, okay, Baruch Hashem. There we go. So what you're looking at on my screen is Bereishis Perek Yudbeis. Actually, I'm going to put you down here because I just want to show you Rashi as well. Bereishis Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Aleph. We meet Avram and Sarai slash Yiska right at the end of Perek Yud Aleph in Parshas Noach. But of course, their story really begins in full force in Parshas Lechucha. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, and this is God's first communication with our patriarch Abram. And Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha, go for yourself, go to yourself, may Artzecha, leave your land, Umi Moladetcha, and leave your birthplace, Umi Beis Avicha, leave your father's house, El Ha'aretz Asher Ar'eka, to the land that I will show you of salvation. It says on this Pasuk, three levels of departure. Artzecha, Moladetcha, Beis Avicha. Leave your land behind. Leave the it's a behavioral departure. All the norms that you know in that land, the way people behave, the way they interact, the way they speak, the language of the land, the interaction, the social mechanisms, leave that behind you. Umi Moladetcha. Leave your birthplace, everything that you've associated with, leave your mother's home. Umi Beis Avicha, and from your family, kinship. Kinship, K-I-N-S-H-I-P, kinship, departure. Societal departure, behavioral departure, kinship, departure. Leave it all behind you. El ha'aretz asher ar'eka. And Rashi says, if you look at this side of my screen, lech lecha. Why a double lashon? Go for yourself. We should just say, go to the land. Lech, me'aretz acham, me'adzacham, me'beis avicha. Go from your land. What's the lecha? Lahanascha, famous Rashi, Lahanascha ulitovascha, for your pleasure, for your benefit, for your good. Why is it for your good to go to the new land? Avram began his life in Ur Kasdim, and then at the end of Perek Yud Aleph, along with Terach, his father, he ends up in Haran, and then in Lechucha, he's ultimately going to end up in the land of Canaan. So Rashi says, Lech Lecha, go, because it's good for you. Lahanascha ulitovascha, for your pleasure, for your good. Sham e'escha l'goy gadol. There in the new land, Eretz Canaan, which will become Eretz Israel, I'll make you into a great nation. Kan i'ata zocha l'banim. Here in Ur Kasdim, here in Haran, you are not worthy to have children. In the new land, in the land of Kedusha, in the land of Hashkacha, in the land of the Ribono Shel Olam, in the land that is an Eretz Chemda, Tova, Rechava, you will be worthy to have children, but here in Chutz Arts, you will not be worthy. So lecha, go for you, it will be good for you. Va'od, and furthermore, Sha'odia tiv'achav ba'olam. I will make your nature, I will make your name known in the world. So it's for benefit for Avraham Avinu. Va'escha l'goy gadol, pasuk beis, I will make you into a great nation. Va'avarechacha, I will bless you. Va'agad l'shemecha, I will make your name great. Ve'heyev bracha, you will be for a blessing. So, Rashi says, Va'escha l'goy gadol is one stage, Va'avarechacha is another blessing, Va'agad l'shemecha is another blessing. Three blessings, why? Because Rashi says, usually when a person takes a journey, the journey diminishes Three things. I could show you right here. Oh, it's right here. Lafisha, derech go ramis l'shosh hadvarim. A journey usually diminishes or causes three things to happen to a person. Mima etas, piria, urivya. It diminishes ability for procreation. Umima etas eshan mamon. It diminishes a person's financial standing. It's expensive to move. And you go to the new place and you might not have a job and you lost all your savings to move. So it diminishes your money. Umima etas esha shame. It diminishes a person's name or reputation. In the old place, I was the gavir. I was the gabba. I got a new place and nobody even knows me from a hole in the wall. It diminishes your name. Therefore, Avram got three blessings from God, three assurances. He promised him, Escha l'goy gadol, in the new land, which becomes the land of Eretz Yisrael, of course, it's right now the land of Canaan, I'll make you a great nation. I promise you the journey will not diminish your ability to procreate. Va'avar rechecha, I promise you that the journey will not diminish your financial standing. It will increase it, like we see when he left Mitzrayim. Va'agadla shemecha, I will make your name great. Oy, sorry, what happened here? We were in the Mefarshim, it switched. Va'agadla shemecha, and I will make your name great. The final blessing is your name will not be diminished. You will become greater through the move. Like we see when he's buying the Ma'arz HaMechpela, he is referred to as Nasi Elokim. Everybody knows him as a prince of God. So the journey is for Avraham Avinu's benefit because in the new land, it will be good for him. In children, in wealth, and in name or reputation. So it's interesting, right? Because we start off by saying that according to most, if not all commentators, this is one of the tests of Avraham Avinu. Do you want to see the Pirkei Avos inside? I told you I'm not going to show it to you. It's a very quick Mishnah. But if you want to see for yourself. No. Here we go. Parakei Mishnah Gimel. Asar Nisyonis Nisnasa Avraham Avinu. Ba'amad Bakulam. Lodia Kamachibaso Shal Avraham Avinu. So some of the girsas of the Mishnah have the words Alava Shalom. But Bekitzer, with 10 tests, Abraham was tested. So we could really do a 10-week series, each class exploring a different test. But tonight what I want to talk about is the test specifically of Lechecha. Avraham Avinu was tested with 10 tests, and he withstood them all. He passed them all. He didn't fall down from the test. He didn't break from the pressure. He didn't throw in the towel and say, me and you are done, God. To let it be known how great was our father. Oh, so maybe I translated it wrong. Chabad says how great was our father Avram's love for God. Interesting. Okay. I said how great Hashem's love is for Avram. I think it's both. Hashem pays attention to those he loves. And that comes along with Nisyonos. And certainly, Avraham, Alahava for the Ribbono Shel Olam, was a mutual relationship. So you have to ask, what was the test? It was a test, Lechecha? Didn't we just say it'll be good for you, Lechecha, L'tovascha u'lahanascha, it'll be for your benefit and your good. Furthermore, Pasuk Gimel, V'avarcha mivarecha, those who bless you will be blessed, u'mekalalecha or those who curse you will be cursed. V'nivruchu b'chal komish b'chal sadama, all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. So we see that good things happen to Avraham Avinu. So I want to speak about something that's very close to my heart. I've spoken about before. It's the topic of Libi b'Mizrach v'Anochi b'Sof Ma'arav. My heart is in the east, and I am far, far away in the west. And it's something we Chutz Arutz Jews all have to ask ourselves. When it comes to Parshas Lech Lecha, it causes me, it's something I think about a lot, certainly with the current political situation. Is it easy to leave your home? Even if you know it's going to be better for you. But we have a human nature to say, we can manage, we can adapt. It's not great, but it's okay. Is it so easy to pick up? I'm not talking to you. I'm giving share from my basement of my house in Woodmere. Is it easy to pick up and leave your Artzicha, your Moladetcha, your Beis Avicha? And even if you're not so attached to the land, I just thought of something. Maybe these three commands go from easiest to hardest. There's three dimensions, like I mentioned, of salvation, but I just thought of something else. They go in ascending order. Fine, so let's say you're not so attached to the land. And it might be not so hard for a person to leave the land, because how much attachment do you actually have to the lands of Golos, the land? I could tell you, when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I don't feel about the land there the way I feel about the land here. I'm not talking about the people, I'm not talking about the language, I'm talking about looking at the bush there, and you feel like crying because it's so beautiful, and you feel connected, and you see the mountains, and the streams, and the waterfalls, and the desert, and you're so overcome with the Eretz Chaim, the Tova Urechava. So God said to Abram, leave your land. So you might say, that's easy to leave my land. I don't have attachment to the land. So Hashem says, oh, that's easy. Okay, leave me moladetcha, leave your birthplace. So you say, no, I could leave my birthplace. I could leave the community, and not me. Obviously, I haven't been able to yet, but the kehila. And then Hashem says, that's easy, mi beis avicha. Kinship, K-I-N-S-H-I-P, kinship departure. Now, when a person goes to a new land, sure, there's FaceTime today, which Avram didn't have, and there's Zoom today, which Avram didn't have. But there's not the sense of closeness with your kin. So this actually represents, I see, three stages in ascending difficulty. So you say, I have no problem leaving this land. So God says, you have no problem leaving the land, I'm going to make it harder. I cannot believe it's 817. And that's the hardest level. And I'm sure we all feel, in some degree, we all know that this is not our land. The Heye Bracha, the Bracha comes not from here, but from there. And it's a test. It's a serious test. And in some generations, like my grandparents, Yidden did not have a choice. It wasn't a test that they were even able to accomplish because it was so difficult in those times that they could not necessarily have gone easily or at all. The Chavetz Chaim wanted to go and he planned to go and conditions arose and he was mamish prevented. But today the test is harder because in a sense it's so close, so able. Yet so far, of Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Zatzal, is a contemporary of Rav Kook, Zatzal, very, very different, Rabbanim. Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Zatzal, was the head of the old yeshuv. So he said that in our Shmona Esrei of the Shalosh V'Galim, we say, U'mipnecha ta'enu galinu me'artzenu, v'nisrachaknu me'al admasenu, ein anachnu yuchoyim le'alos, because of our sins, we have been exiled, galut, galus, galinu, from our land. Because of our sins, galinu me'artzenu, we're in galus, from our land. V'nisrachaknu me'al masenu, what is that? V'nisrachaknu from rachok, we have become far from our land. It seems redundant. Because of our sins, we have been exiled from our land. And we have been made far from our land. What's the difference? So Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Zatzal, explains there's a big difference. The first one is telling you why we're in Galus. You open up the Chumash, you open up the Gemara. We're in Galus because of our sins. Shvichus Dabim, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Lashon Hara. Not keeping Shemitah. Pirkei Avos says Shemitah comes. Avon Galus comes because you don't keep Shemitah. So the first part tells you, we do Teshuvah. It'll be hopefully turned around. So what's V'nisrachaknu me'al admasenu? So Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld says, we have removed ourselves. We have made ourselves far from our land. The first is the condition and what has happened to us. The second is what we have done with our connection, our longing, our desire to return to Eretz Yisrael. When Avraham Avinu, so let's keep continuing the Pesukim here. So remember, this really is a Pirkei Avos Shir. I'm not trying to say this to justify myself. I'm reminding you what the topic of tonight's Shir is, because in Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Mishnah Gimel, which I ended up showing you on my screen, the Mishnah is very cryptic. Very cryptic Mishnah. Doesn't give you a lot of information. But Mamfarshim come along and they tell us what the 10 tests are. Tonight we're specifically focusing on the test of Lachacha, Beli Neder, but I hope, as was Hashem, next week it'll be more in depth looking at all the 10 tests according to different Mamfarshim with Musar Haskel, etc. Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem, and Avram went like God spoke to him. Vayelech ito Lot, and Lot went with him. Va'Avram ben chamish shanim v'shivim shanim b'tzeisu mecharan. Remember, he started in Ur Kasdim, but then his father Terach took Avram, Sarai, and Lot at the end of Parshas Noach, Perek Elav, and they went to Charan. So at this point, Avram is in Charan. And Avram was 75 years old, and he left Charan. Vayikach Avram es Sarai Ishto, Avram took Sarai his wife, Ve'ez Lot ben Achiv, and Lot his nephew, Haran died, he adopted his nephew Lot. Ve'ez Kol Rechusha Mesher Rechashu, all of their possessions that they amassed, Ve'ez HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, the souls that they made in Charan, Vayetzu L'Lechas Arza Kanan, they went out, they set out to departure to the land of Kanan, Ve'yavo Arza Kanan, and they came to the land of Kanan. Pasuk Gimel, what am I saying? Pasuk Vav. Vayavar Avram ba'aretz ad makom Shechem ad Elonai Mori v'aknani az ba'aretz. So you know the land that's going to be so good for you, so you get to the land finally, you're 75 years old, and you schlep across deserts. Avram ha'ivri shabam ha'evar nar, and you schlep across the river, and you load up everything you own onto camels and to donkeys, and you sleep like nomads on the side of the road, so you get to the new land, and it's going to be mine, and it's going to be great, and that's why I came here. And the Canaanites are in the land. Excuse me. God, who just spoke to me for the first time and I'm 75. The Canaanim are in the land. I thought I got the land. You told me to come here because I got the land. Not yet. Zigzag road to redemption, to salvation. You have to wait a long time. But that's not what I want to talk about on this pasuk. On this pasuk, the Ramban, Nachmanides, the Ramban, which you see here, has a fundamental teaching. Vayavar Avram ba'aretz al makom Shechem. Avram travels through the land until the place of Shechem, until Eloni Morei, and at that time the Canaanites were in the land. Look at the Ramban on this side of the screen. Vayavar Avram ba'aretz al makom Shechem. Omer lecha klal. I want to tell you a principle, says the Ramban. Tavin oso. Be very understanding in this principle. Tavin oso b'chol parashios haba'os. This principle that I'm going to teach you now, this is a fundamental Ramban. You must understand and apply this principle in all the parashios that are coming. Remember, Bereishis, chas v'shalom, someone might open up the book of Bereishis and say, this is a storybook. In fact, what does Rashi tell us? Rashi to Perak al Pasuk Aleph. Why does the Torah start with Bereishis? Why do I know all the stories of the patriarchs and the matriarchs? What's going on here? It's a storybook, Chas v'Shalom. Just get to the Kishka. Start with Aseres HaDibros. Start with Rosh Chodesh. Start with the mitzvos. What's the point of all these narratives? So I have a principle for you, says the Ramban. Tavin oso bechol ha-parshios haba'os. You must keep this principle in mind, and you must understand it for all the parshios that are coming in regard to Binyan Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. In the matter of the lives of our three patriarchs, and obviously our imahos along with them, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. V'hu inyan gadol. It's a great matter what I'm about to tell you, says the Ramban. He's kiru rabosenu b'derech k'tzar v'amru, the rabbis, say it in a short fashion, you know, expression short and sweet. And here he quotes Medrash Tanchuma. He says, the rabbis tell it to you in a brief lashon. Kol ma she'ira la'avot. Everything that happens to the patriarchs, siman labanim. This is a Ramban to Bereishis Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, 12:6. Kol ma she'ira la'avot, siman labanim. Everything that occurs, that happens to our patriarchs, is a siman, a foreshadowing, a sign of what will happen to their children. That means down to us. The 10 tests of Avraham Avinu we face today. V'lakenen, therefore, ya'arichu ha'ksuvim b'sipur ha'maisos, v'chafiras ha'be'eros, ushar ha'mikrim, and therefore the Torah goes into such great detail.
to tell you all of the journeys of the patriarchs and the diggings of the well, Avram's digging, Yitzchak's digging, Usha Aram Mikrim, and everything that happened to them. We have that in such great detail. V'yachshov hachoshev b'hem. And the discerning person should pay close attention. Think, use your machshava, use your mind. Think about what you're learning. You know, it's funny. It's mamish funny. Because someone WhatsApp me today, reached out to me today and said, you know, in regard to Perek Yudalit in this week's Parsha, this week's Parsha is Perek Yudalit, it's the First World War, Mechamas Hamlachim. Five kings, four kings, Lot's captured, Avram goes to battle. He rescues him, Avram's an amazing warrior, who knew? So someone reached out to me and said, why do you need all the details of the war, of the four kings and the five kings? The places where they fought to, how many years they battled, who's on whose side? What do you need that for? Why do you need that? It doesn't have to do with me today. It has to do with you today. An ancient war between four kings and five kings. And I think that perhaps this Ramban might be the answer. The B'nai Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov will go to war many a time. Or I should say no, they will be involved in world wars many a time. And you want to know where the enemy reached, and what lands they captured, and what cities were taken. Sandy's grandfather was a prisoner of war in 1919, and he may have died, no, not in 1919, but he may have died in 1919 from tuberculosis that he contracted when he was a POW. So you have to know the points of war, and you have to know the cities that were captured in the war, and you have to know the countries and the allies and who's involved and who's on which side, because it always involves the Jew. And therefore, the Torah agrees to great length. The Arichu Aksuvim, Besipur HaMaisos, it tells you about their travels. The Chafiris HaBe'eros, and the digging of the wells. V'Sha'ar HaMikrim, and all the other things that happened to them, including the war of the four kings and the five kings. Because when there's a world war, the Jews are always involved. V'Yachshov HaChoshev Bahem, Ki'ilu Heim Dvarim Miyutarim, Ein Bahem Toelas. You might learn this and say, these are extra. Miyutarim. There are extra things. Ein b'hem toelas. There's no purpose. And the Torah telling me all this. That's not true. Kulam ba'im lalamed al ha'asid. They all come to teach us about what will happen to us in the future. Everything that happened to them is going to happen to us. All those details. Kulam ba'im lalamed al ha'atid, al ha'asid. Ki ka'asher yavo ha'mikra l'navi mishloshas ha'avos. Because when a happening, when a event happened to one of the patriarchs, the prophets, one of our three patriarchs, pay attention. Because it has been decreed to come upon their offspring, upon their seed. He gives examples. Well, the fichach hechzik Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Avram ba'aretz, and therefore Hakadosh Baruch Hu strengthened Avram the land. And you have to know where he walked to, and you have to know it was a test that he went there, and you have to know there was a famine because it's not always easy to go to Eretz Yisrael, and you have to know his wife was taken because Rachman al son, there are many enemies who want to destroy us, and you have to know we went to war because in world wars the Jews are always involved. And one day Avram's children would establish their own army in Eretz Yisrael, and they would go to war, and they will continue to be at war with their enemies. And therefore, Hashem made this potential in the future to do for his children. Pay close attention, contemplate this, think about this. And I will begin with some of the details in the Pesukim Be'ezrat Hashem, says the Ramban. So when you read Sefer Bereishis and you think this is all superfluous, this is a storybook, this is a bedtime story, chas v'shalom, you need to know every single detail that was included. Because kol ma she'ira la'avo siman lebanim. Whatever happened to the forefathers is a foreshadowing for us. And that's why the Torah says the Ramban, what a fundamental Ramban, goes to such great lengths to teach us the stories of the patriarchs and the matriarchs in Canaan, in Chutz La'aretz. What happened to them will happen to us. And so, we have to ask ourselves, how do we do when we face the test of Lech Lecha? It's a geshmak kasha. It's a hard question. Mipnecha ta'inu galinu me'artzenu. That's one thing. But you know it's even worse. Nisrachaknu. Al masenu. I stopped screen sharing, but I actually didn't want to. Stop. I'm going to show you. Pesukim from the end of Sefer Vayikra. Parachofav. One second, let me move you here. Bechukosai. So in the middle of the klalos of Bechukosai, the curses in Bechukosai, the tochacha, the pasuk says, Hashem talks about going with us bekeri, casually. Veivesi osam beretz oveihem, he'll bring us to the land of our enemies. Maybe then our uncircumcised hearts will be humbled. Maybe then we will do teshuvah. And in the middle, Hashem says, v'zacharti, towards the end, not the middle, v'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchak, v'af es brisi Avraham eskor, v'ha'aretz eskor. Parak chavav pasuk membeis. So the pasuk says, I will remember the covenant with Yaakov, and I will remember the covenant with Yitzchak, and I remember the covenant with Avraham, I will remember, v'ha'aretz eskor, and the land I will remember. So first of all, you notice it goes from the youngest patriarch, or I should say the most recent patriarch, Yaakov, to the most distant patriarch, Avraham, and the land is last. So Rav Charlap, who is also, I believe, a contemporary of Rav Kook, Rav Charlap teaches on this pasuk as follows. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov. What is the Ribon Shalom saying? When will he redeem us? We're in the middle of the klalos. And everything is going to be terrible for Knesset Yisrael. Hashem says there's hope for your redemption. What's the hope? V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov. Hashem says, I remember the covenant of Yaakov. Who is Yaakov? Yaakov was the Ish Tam Yoshev Olim. Yaakov was Torah. Parshas Toldos. Esav was the Ish Sada, and Yaakov dwelled in the tents of Torah. So God says, if you have the merit of the Bris Yaakov, if you, the Bnei Yisrael in exile, have the merit of Torah learning, I will redeem you. I'd say, Rachman al-Hassan, because of Galus we have fallen, and our merit of Torah learning isn't so strong. So then, Va'af es Brisi Yitzchak, Hashem says, okay, what does Yitzchak represent? The Ola Tamima Avoda. Yitzchak represents divine service, both through the Karban and through the times we see him davening. Yitzi Yitzchak L'Suach B'Sadlof Nos Erev, 24:63. Ayat Yitzchak L'Hashem Enochach Ishto Kiyal Karahi, beginning of Perek Chavhei, Parshas Todos. Yitzchak is the man of Avoda. So Hashem says, okay, so you don't have the Geshmak level of Yaakov's Torah for me to remember and bring you Shchusim, redeem you? Okay. I will check to see if you have the level of a Yitzchak, the Avoda, the Dveikus Betvila, Avis Brisi Yitzchak. You don't even have that. You've fallen so far in Galus. You don't have Torah, Yaakov. You don't have Avoda Yitzchak. So I will check to see, said God, Avis Brisi Avraham Iskar. Avram represents the pillar of Gemilas Chasadim. I will come and see, are you still doing Chesed with one another? You forgot a little bit about my Torah? Your kavana is not so great. Your minion attendance isn't so great. Your tefillos aren't so great. But let me come and see. Are you doing chesed with each other? But let's say the galus is so hard. The Torah is not up to par like Yaakov's Torah. The avoda is not up to par like Yitzchak's avoda. And even the gemilas chasadim is not up to par like Avram's gemilas chasadim. So in what merit will we be redeemed? Says Rav Charlap, Vaha Aretz. Eskor. If all we know in exile is that our real land is not Chutz La'aretz, but Eretz Yisrael, Ha'aretz, Ha'aretz Chemda Tova Rechava, Ha'aretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, Ha'aretz Chito Se'ora Gafen Uteiniv Rimon, Eretz Eit Shem Udvash, Eretz Asher Hashem Elkecha Doresh Osa Tamid, Enei Hashem Elkecha Bamireshis Hashana Vad Achus Shana. Devarim 11:12. You don't have in Galus, your head's not in the right place, and the Nisyonos are so difficult, and the Umas Olam are so terrible. You don't have the level of Yaakov, the Oshev Ohalim, the Torah, Geshmak, the Torah to redeem you. And Nabuch, because of the Tzaris of Galus, you don't have the level of Avoda Vayitzchak. The Tefillah's not up to par. And you can't even be so busy with Gemilas Chasadim because you're so worried about your own survival. But in your heart of hearts, you know, Hashem, L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim. So then Hashem says, I will redeem you in the merit of your attachment to the land. I want to end with an amazing rush. On Sefer Shmos by Malkus Bechoros. By Malkus Bechoros it became Choshech. Did you hear what I just said? That didn't make any sense. By Malkus Choshech it became Choshech. And there was darkness over the whole land of Egypt for the first 3 days and another 3 days. What was the purpose of the Malkus Choshech? So we all know what the purpose of the Malkus Choshech was. It was so that what happened? What should happen? The Jews should die. And the Egyptians should not say, oh, they're dying like we're dying. So they're dying and we're being punished. So Hashem put them in darkness. Rush is not coming up on my screen. So I'll just tell it to you outside. Okay? So they're dying and we're dying. So Hashem put them in darkness. So the Rosh, who is a Rishon, commentary of the Rosh on Torah, the Rosh asks, it's in the Mikros Gedolos, but it's not on Sefariah. The Rosh asks, why didn't Dasan and Aviram die during Malkus Choshech? They were the biggest troublemakers. They caused so many problems in the desert. How come they got out of Egypt? If the Rishayim died during Malkus Choshech, how come Dasan and Aviram didn't die? And the Rosh answers, Mipnei Shalo Yityashu Min ha-gu'ula. Because they never gave up on Ge'ula. They always believed redemption would come. They always waited for redemption to come. Somewhere in the innermost recesses of those two Rishaim, they knew Hashem was going to redeem them because Mitzrayim is not their land. And all the lands of our exiles are not our land. Even the one we're in today. Today we're having a lot of reminders that this is not our land. And yet, even though lechecha is l'tovascha, l'hanascha l'tovascha, because there you'll be worthy to have children, and here you won't. It was a test. Because to leave your artzecha is one thing. To leave your moadetcha is another thing. To leave beis avicha. But the Rabbeinu Shalom says, if all you have is love for the land, and that merits is rav charlap, we will, be'ezras Hashem, be redeemed. Kol mashir la avos simon lebanim. Alavai the Ribbono Shel Olam should make our nisyon was not too difficult, and give us the koach, the clarity, the courage, the ahava, to follow the path of Avraham Avinu, asar nisyonos, nisnas Avraham Avinu alav Hashem ve'amad kulam. We thank Sandy Leader very much, and the Ribbono Shel Olam for arranging the timing perfectly. May your grandfather's neshama, Rafael ben Naftali Klein, 101st Yortzeit Shabbos, 13 Cheshvan, Merit and Aliyah. May this shir bring refuah shleima to Pinchas Menachem ben Devorah. And ultimately, finally, achron, perhaps, not chaviv, but pretty amazing that the surgery is right now. Hashem should guide the doctor's hand for a speedy refuah, complete refuah, for Moshe Yecheskel ben Frimet besoch she'archolei. So I thank you all. I wish you a wonderful, meaningful, uplifting Shabbos. Kol Tov, everybody.